This is a magical moment from the Maps, Data, and Government Information Center in the Carleton University Library. My name is Beth Ray, and I'm one of the map specialists in MAGIC. Today we are featuring a map known as the Red Line Map. This is a significant historical document for both Canadians and Americans. It was used during the negotiations to establish the boundary between Canada and the United States. On September 3, 1783, the Treaty of Paris was signed. This treaty formally recognized the existence of the United States of America as an independent nation and brought an end to the American Revolution. As part of this treaty, the drawing of the boundary between Canada and the United States was an important cartographic exercise. Who knew the intrigue and secrecy that would surround this process? The boundary was drawn on John Mitchell's map of the British colonies in North America, which was considered to be the most authoritative map of North America at the time. In preparation for the negotiations, the British put a number of red lines on their copy of the Mitchell map. These lines represented the various boundaries the British were willing to discuss with the Americans. One of these lines represents the boundary we know today. However, the other red lines on the map are really interesting. If the Americans had seen this map during the negotiations, they would have realized that the British might have given up more territory than they did. For example, there is a thick red line around the Maritimes and the Gaspé, suggesting that the British might have been willing to concede this area. Another red line, the most dramatic possibility, is a line running down the middle of the St. Lawrence River, then heading due west to the top corner of Lake Michigan, and then south and southwest across to the Mississippi River. This seems to indicate the British fallback position or worst-case scenario. If the Americans could have negotiated this boundary, Canada would have looked very different than it does today. For example, southern Ontario would be part of the United States. Ottawa, the capital of Canada, and Toronto, the capital of Ontario, would be U.S. cities. Chicago would be on the border between Canada and the United States, and the state of Wisconsin would be part of Canada. Although King George III loudly protested the loss of British territory when the treaty was signed, the British did far better than they had expected. In fact, the British were so afraid that the Americans would discover their red line map and want to reopen negotiations that they kept its very existence a secret for the next 100 years. During that time, it was hidden away in King George's private map collection. Isn't it interesting that the boundary that seems so familiar and permanent to us today could easily have been so very different? A copy of this map can be viewed in the MAGIC area of the Carleton University Library. This has been a magical moment, a monthly feature on CKCU's radio program, Spaces, Places, and Faces.